The 2016 election has brought out some of the worst the American electorate has to offer. Bitter and vitriolic, the race has been marked by allegations of corruption from the presidential ticket on down. Not surprisingly, it's testing Florida voters' already tenuous faith in government. I'm Nick Evans.
I wouldn't consider myself a Republican per se, or a Democrat per se. I think both parties are equally corrupt.
This is Eric Christensen, a junior finance major at Florida State University. And he's in line for an event with Milo Yiannopoulos at the school last month. The alt-right darling, known for incendiary rhetoric couched as an attack on political correctness, attracted hundreds like Christensen to hear his speech. He also drew some opponents. In line, most agree. Corruption is a big problem in government.
So it seems to me that we don't have people who are, you know, fighting for our rights in government, but instead fighting for the rights of businesses or foreign powers.
But yeah, I definitely think that the government's getting corrupt. It's just more corrupt every day. I mean, to answer that question, yes, it's a snowball effect.
It's going to be in any government, anywhere you have humans. It's just a human nature, corruption. Churches, governments, so no way around it.
That's Will Leach, Hagen Gary, and Austin Cole. But across the way, the protesters feel about the same. Here's Bianca Balaji.
I can't trust the government anymore because I'm constantly being lied to by everyone, by Republicans, by Democrats. It's not a Democratic, it's not a Republican thing. It is Democrats and Republicans working together to fool the American people.
And while most focus their ire on the federal government, high-profile scandals among state officials this year have likely done little to allay voters' concerns. First, there was Jacksonville Democratic Congresswoman Corrine Brown, brought up on federal charges related to an allegedly bogus charity.
Half-truth witch hunt. Period. I know, bitch. No. Half-truths and witch hunt.
I mean, there's a lot of questions.
I don't have any questions.
And then Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi came under fire for accepting a donation from the Donald J. Trump Foundation shortly before deciding not to join a multi-state case against Trump University.
I had absolutely no idea, nor would I have had an idea, that there was one complaint. There was never an investigation open, nor was there ever a multi-state.
Both loudly proclaimed their innocence. But more recently, Jacksonville Democrat Reggie Fullwood dropped out of his state House race after pleading guilty to fraud charges. All the same, University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says those examples aren't enough to call Florida's government corrupt.
You can't really say that per se. There are individuals in Florida state government that probably, and we know, have been accused of crimes and some have been convicted. How broad is it? We don't know.
It's awful easy to just cast with a broad brush all the politicians as being corrupt, simply because the actions of a very, very small percentage.
This is Jack Richardson. He's a retired firefighter who used to lobby on behalf of his profession in the Florida legislature.
And I met lots of lawmakers and staff people who I felt worked as hard as they could to do the best job that they could for the most people that they could.
And he says the best way to combat corruption is to keep it from cropping up in the first place.
I think if more John Q. Publics like me and others and yourself got involved in the process in a very personal way and saw their legislators at least once a year or spoke to them on the phone or wrote them a letter, that maybe the politicians would get the idea that the rest of us are watching and we're trying to pay attention. And when they don't get things done the way they should get things done, that there's a good chance that we won't bring them back into office.
The most recent figures from the Pew Research Center show only 1 in 5 Americans have faith in their government. In Florida, public disclosure, ethics, term limit, and fair redistricting measures have all been approved to fight corruption. But determined officials have found ways to circumvent all four, with differing levels of success. As voters head to the ballot box, it seems clear many are dissatisfied with the status quo. But the correct way to address those problems is far less certain. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.